The ride-hailing company Uber released a new logo and app icon yesterday. CEO Travis Kalanick took a leading role in that decision, which is unusual for a multi-billion dollar company. And if you haven't seen the new logo and app icon already, it's at our website, hereandnow.org. The app icon is an abstract image of a square inside of a white circle laid out on a dark teal background. To the untrained eye, it looks kind of like Pac-Man. Uber says it's meant to represent a place where digital bits and real-world atoms come together, but many outside the company are criticizing the change. Armin Witt is a graphic designer and co-founder of the firm Under Consideration. He also runs the design review blog Brand New, and he joins us from Austin, Texas. Armin, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And what do you think of the new Uber logo and the app icon, which is probably going to be the thing that most people see rather than the logo itself?
Right. I think the logo hasn't played a huge role in the branding of Uber. And for many people, that change is not going to be as significant. But the app icon, that's where the real change lies. And it's such a dramatic change that I think a lot of people are a little bit confused by it. And just because for the past 5 or 6 years, we've been so used to tapping on that shiny silvery U that kind of clearly says Uber simply by having a U in the icon. And now it's something pretty much abstract, and there's no clear association between that and Uber, at least not yet.
Well, why would they do that? Why would they take an app icon that we, as you say, associate with them because it's got a big silver U on it and take that away and replace it with something that's not a U?
It's hard to tell if there was some sort of research that said that people have grown tired of that U or that that U didn't represent Uber very well. If you read some of the press releases and the blog posts that Uber made, there's a lot of talk about the existing Uber identity not reflecting who they are. So maybe it was sort of an internal perception of what Uber was or wasn't, and that they felt it wasn't being properly represented, but the change doesn't seem to better reflect anything about Uber.
Well, when you say people have grown tired of it, as you say, it's only a matter of years old. Are we going to enter an era now where companies change their brands more often than they did in the past?
Yeah, I think we've seen that a lot recently where corporations or products or services, they just go through a logo every 5 years because it's so easy to change. Whereas before, like in the 1960s, 70s or 80s, it was a real ordeal to change an identity. But nowadays, because everything can be changed, not literally with the push of a button, but it's easier to push a change online and through social media than it was before to change trucks and buildings, signage and stuff like that.
But doesn't it benefit you to have a brand identity that people recognize and that they grew up with and that they know?
Of course. And I think that's what most identity designers, that's their goal, to create an identity that will last for 10, 20 years and will become associated with your company no matter where or how it's seen.
The other thing I want to ask you about is how much companies now have to worry more about something that can be seen and identified in a very small version, the app icon, for example, that the brands are designed for that rather than the bigger billboard advertisement or something like that.
Right. I think it places a lot of importance and significance in having a recognizable icon that can be reproduced small. And I think a lot of companies, like if you look at something like Airbnb, where they have that loopy A, that becomes their social media icon, their app icon, and it's recognizable no matter what. Even something like Foursquare, where their logo, their wordmark, starts with a very specific look for the F, and that F is repeated in the app icon. So I think little strategies like that help establish that connection between the general logo that gets applied in other things and the kind of like shorthand version that needs to be applied to the app icon.
But I still don't understand why, if you own a letter of the alphabet, as Uber did with its app icon, you would get rid of it. I mean, Facebook's got the F, Pandora's got the P, the New York Times has the T, Uber had the U, and now no longer.
Yeah, I think it's really confusing, and I think it's kind of unfortunate, and it might be a reflection that they didn't have the proper guidance from an outside firm to say, like, look, you know, you literally own the letter U in, you know, and they got in too deep with themselves on the concept about bits and atoms that most people will never really understand.
That's Armin Witt, a graphic designer and co-founder of the firm Under Consideration. He also runs the design review blog Brand New. Armin, thank you.
My pleasure.
I just don't get it, Robin.
I don't either.
It's at hereandnow.org.
It looks like a donut. The new one looks like a donut that someone took a bite out on the left side.
I mean, I guess if you turn your head to the side, it does look like a U that has almost no opening on the top, but it's inside of a brain. I have no idea. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now.